Osho, Sermons in Stones, Responses to Disciples' Questions, given in Bombay, India, Discourse Number 26.
Beloved Bhagwan, it feels strange when the establishment worldwide, which is ever busy with all its efforts and resources to make sure in every possible way that man cannot remain man, asks us to celebrate Human Rights Day. Goodness, what is all this that's going on? Beloved Master, would you care to explain?
George Gurdjieff used to say a small story, but it is about humanity. The story is that there was a magician. He lived deep in the mountains and forests, and he had thousands of sheep. But the problem was that the sheep were afraid of the magician, because every day the sheep were seeing one of them is being killed for his breakfast, another is being killed for his lunch. So they used to run away from the place of the magician, and it was a difficult job to find them out in the vast forest. Being a magician, he used magic. He hypnotized all sheep and told to different sheep, to some, that you are a man, you need not be afraid, it is only the sheep who are going to be killed and eaten, not you. You are just like a man as I am. Some other sheep was told that you are a lion. Only sheep are afraid. They escape. They are cowards. You are a lion. You will prefer to die, but not to run away. You don't belong to these sheep. So when they are killed, it is none of your problem. They are meant to be killed. But you are my most loved friend in this forest. This way he told every sheep different stories, and from the second day, sheep stopped running away from the house. They still saw other sheep being killed, butchered, but it was not their concern. Somebody was a lion, somebody was a tiger, somebody was a man, somebody was... Nobody was a sheep except the one who was being killed. This way, without keeping servants, he managed thousands of sheep. They will go into the forest for their food, for their water, and they will come back home. Believing always one thing, it is some sheep who is going to be killed, not you. You don't belong to this mob. You are a lion, respected, honored, a friend of the great magician. The problems of the magician were solved. I am telling you this story because it is literally true about you. You are being told things and you accept them without even seeing all around whether those things coincide with the reality or not. The first thing, my first objection to you Anno's Declaration of Human Rights is that rights exist only when there are duties. Duties are roots, rights are the flowers. You cannot have rights without duties. And to celebrate a day in the year for human rights, but they don't celebrate a day for human duties, which comes first. Why they are not talking about human duties? Because they don't want you to give your human rights. Without duties, rights can only be talked about, but you won't have them in your hands. As far as I am concerned, civilization is still a dream, a hope, an utopia. And if we don't get into the tricks of the magician and start believing that we are civilized people, the hope can become a reality. The dream can become a concrete experience. And conscience arises only after meditation, never before it. You are not born with a conscience. You can see small children. If they see an ant, they will kill it. Do you think the small child has some conscience? Do you think the small child is a criminal? A murderer? No, nothing. Just out of curiosity. He is just exploring his world. He has entered into a new world and he is exploring it. But there is no question of conscience. He does not feel that he has been beating a dog for no reason. That the dog also feels the pain. But children don't have any conscience. They have only seeds. And all these politicians are trying to convince humanity that you have conscience. You don't have. You will have to grow it. You will have to work upon yourself. You will have to learn how to be silent, and how to listen to the still small voice within. I don't think any of the politicians who made this declaration have had any experience of what conscience is, of what consciousness is. It comes only after a long, long pilgrimage inwards. You are not given by birth everything. You are given by birth only necessary things for survival. And everything else is given only as seeds. If you are intentionally interested in evolving your consciousness to its highest peak, then it is up to you. Nature provides you only survival, not life, not joy, not silence, not ecstasy, not love. Because nature can manage itself only with lust. What is the need of love? Why create complications? love you will have to find out. Consciousness you will have to grow. You will have to become a gardener of your own being. Your being is your garden. Your being is the Garden of Eden talked about in the Bible. That Garden of Eden is not somewhere else on some other star. It is within you, and you have been thrown out of it, and you have been running all around, but never going in. The moment you go in, you are back in the Garden of Eden. But now, nobody has taken care for thousands of years. You have never been back inside. Everything has gone to seed. Now nothing blossoms, no foliage, no greenery, but you can bring it back to life because everything is potentially there. These people don't understand what conscience is. They have learnt only words. I have heard a psychologist was appearing for a vocal examination for his doctorate . The examiners were three. The first question they asked was, what are the most important qualities of the human mother's milk? The psychologist was a little puzzled that what psychology has to do with mother's milk. I have not come here to be an expert in milk products or anything. But what to do? I have to answer. So he said, first, it has all the nutrients for the child's growth. It is perfect food. Second, it comes from the within of mother's body, so it is warm. Easily digestible. And because it comes from the within, it cannot be carrying any infection, any disease, which may be all around, the child is protected. They said, right, now the third. There was a moment of silence, because he could not figure out what is the third. These two also he made. The third was coming up again and again in his mind, but he was repressing it. But when he could not find anything, he had to say it. He said, the third is, and it comes in nice containers. Now these idiots, are going to be psychologists. And that was the first thing that was coming to his mind. Nice containers. Looking at the declaration, my first feeling was, these people are articulate, they can play with words, they can use beautiful words which influence you and deceive you and hide the reality. Article first. All human beings are born free. This is absolutely nonsense. If all human beings are born free, leave a child in freedom. He will die within 24 hours. Man's child is the most helpless child in the whole world. What freedom he can have? He cannot walk, he cannot talk, he cannot fly. In fact, one of the scientists had the idea, and I feel some sympathy with his idea, that human child is born earlier than he should be. At least he needs 9 months more in the mother's womb, because he is not complete. He is still growing. You see animals, kids, they are born and they start walking around and searching for food. They are more independent and they are more complete. Human child is impossible to survive without the support of the mother and the father and the family or other human beings. What freedom he can have? And this is what I say, the most cunning part of the politician's mind. He is giving you the idea that you don't need freedom. Don't ask for freedom. You are born free. All human beings are born free. All human beings are born utterly helpless, dependent. To be free, it may take years for them, then too millions of people never become free. This declaration is saying they are born free. I am saying millions of people die, even then they are not free. And you know from your life, you are not free. The husband is there, the wife is not free. The wife is there, the husband is not free. I have seen husbands and wives walking on the road. The husband is not even free to look here and there. He looks straight like a Buddhist monk, just 4 feet ahead. And his wife is looking by the corner of the eye where he is. What kind of freedom? The moment the husband reaches home, the first question is, where you have been? And you are a free man. Why you are late? When I was in the school, I was usually late. Because life outside was so beautiful. And around my school there was so many mango trees. And when the season comes of mangoes, just to pass by the side of mango trees, such fragrance, such sweetness in the air. Mango is certainly the king of all the fruits. And there were other fruit trees and I was mostly on those trees rather than in the class. For the first day when I reached in the middle school, I was half an hour late. The teacher said, this won't do. At least with me this will not do. If you have to study my subject, you have to be here before I come in the class. 5 minutes earlier, Why are you late? I said, listen. Just because of this question, I am not going to get married. He said, what? The question of marriage? I said, I will explain to you. I have been hearing it everywhere in my neighborhood. Every wife is asking where you have been, why you are late. And I have decided that these questions I am not going to answer. So I am sacrificing my whole life, not going to get married because of this question. And you think I will answer it for you. I will rather change the subject. Goodbye. He said to the class that this is a strange boy. Irrelevant things he brings in. Marriage. What marriage has to do with my subject, geography? But he became interested in me. Looks after the school he caught hold of me and he said, now we can sit. I want to understand what is the matter, why? I said, nobody has the right to ask me why you are late, where you have been. It is my life. If I want to spoil it, it is my right. You are only a servant to teach geography. You are not there to ask such questions to create dependence in me. I hate such questions. I can leave the school, I can leave completely being educated, there is no need. Because if Jesus, without being educated, can experience himself, if Kabir, without being educated, can know the ultimate, I am not interested in any business, in any service, in any employment. So if you want me in your class, you will have to be a little more human. Not continuously interfering into my freedom. And this article first says all human beings are born free. These are the strategies of hypnotizing and conditioning humanity. They have given you the idea that you are born free, Now there is no need to fight for freedom. There is no need to create an inner revolution which makes you really free, free from everything, free from the body, because body is a bondage. The East is far more truthful. It says you are born in bondage, not that you are born free. Your body is a prison, and your mind and your brain are all prisons. Your consciousness is confined into a very small space, and your consciousness is capable of spreading all over the universe. Because you don't know the potential, you think this is all you are. These people, according to me, are criminals, greater criminals than those who go to the gallows, because they are deceiving the whole humanity. But the deception is very clever. You are born free. Naturally, freedom is not a question to be created, to be deserved, to be earned, to be worthy of. You are already free. George Gurdjieff is the only man in the whole history who has said a tremendously significant thing, that you don't have any soul. Now the whole world, all the religions believe that you have a soul, you come with a soul. George Gurdjieff's voice is alone in the whole history, that all men are not with a soul. The place of the soul is empty. There is a possibility. You can work. You can create the soul. But you are not born with it. I know. And Gurdjieff knows that you are born with a soul. But the idea that we are born with a soul has been not helpful. It has made men more asleep. We are born with a soul. God is within you. The kingdom of God is within you. So what you have to do? Things that are not within you, work hard to get them: money, power, respectability. Because nobody says every child is born with money. Every child is born with political power. Every child is born with respectability. Nobody will say that. these things have to be earned. Freedom, consciousness, God, whatever you name, has to be discovered. It is hidden, dormant, has to be made dynamic, has to be made fully. Mature. It should be brought to flowers and fruition. But to tell people that you are born free and equal in dignity and rights, people can go on lying so smoothly with such beautiful words, destroying those words. Nobody is equal. This is a psychological truth. Neither in your body nor in your mind nor in your talents, geniuses, nobody is equal. A Sigmund Freud is a Sigmund Freud. A Bertrand Russell is a Bertrand Russell. A D.H. Lawrence is a D.H. Lawrence. There is not even another D.H. Lawrence, and will never be. Each individual is unique. This idea of equality is so ugly, but it has become almost the religion of the contemporary man, equality. I say to you, it is the most destructive idea that has penetrated into human mind. You have to be reminded about your uniqueness.